Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. In Ephesians, we learn, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now that's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. We learn that Jesus Christ gave us presence, gifts of service to his followers. The purpose of these gifts was to serve. Serve who? Well, serve in building up the body of Christ, which is the worldwide church consisting of all his followers and those who are added as time goes by. So we talk about presence, we talked about the purpose, and there's also a process. There's a process of becoming mature and complete that these verses indicate. Becoming mature and complete individually and as a whole worldwide church body. So let's go ahead and talk about the process. From these verses, we clearly see that there's a parallel between our physical maturity as we grow and learn with support from those around us, from infancy to maturity. We all know a baby needs help to eat and sit up and then stand and walk and so on. I've been privileged to have several friends who have recently had babies, and seeing their beautiful pictures on social media has just been such a delight to see these newborns and young babies and the delight that their moms have, and they're so excited to post pictures and just to be enjoying this wonderful time with their new babies. But I know from experience that babies are a lot of work, and that's not to say it's not thrilling, thank the Lord, because it is a lot of work, because babies need help with everything. Yet even children, as babies grow up into children, children draw from other children and older siblings, perhaps who are still at various stages of immaturity. So we cannot wait until we're fully mature and perfect in our faith, maturity, knowledge of Christ, before beginning to use our gifts of service to support others and build them up. So I think it's clear that living in our authentic Christian identity includes using our God-given gifts in service to his people and growing his church. As a Christian legacy lady, how will you let your light of authenticity shine out through your spiritual gifts, presence, that you received from our Lord Jesus Christ when you became his follower and your identity was changed? If you aren't yet a follower of Jesus, if you haven't yet put on your new identity and received your spiritual gifts, I encourage you to do so and invite you to reach out to me or someone in your life who you can talk with about the most important decision you can ever make. I want to offer my decision, which is a text series of encouraging little short texts to help you in your walk, your Christian walk, your walk of faith. Just a little text for 30 days that will be text only. There's no emails, there's no anything else, no offers, no trying to sell you anything, but just those 30 days of texts to encourage you. It's free, and that will be in the show notes on the blog. You can go ahead and subscribe to that, and you can also subscribe to the blog and a podcast for notifications of new episodes and new posts. Thanks for listening to this episode of Legacy Living Today. Legacy Living Today is a podcast for women like you with a vision and desire to make a long-lasting impact with their most valuable asset. What's that? It's your one precious life. Here we explore ways to live legacy every day, one day at a time. Send me a voice message or comment on the blog post with this episode's show notes. Subscribe, share, and shoot me a message. I'd be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.